tangent. Okay, so today is May 7th, 2014. We're going to do lesson number 69 called On Stomach, Twisting While Lifting Elbows. So begin to notice how you're lying on your back today. Start to scan yourself, observing how your shoulder blades are resting, how your upper back, lower back, and pelvis is resting, the back of your legs, your heels. And for those of you that were here last week, just recalling the lesson we did with the ball and seeing if you have an image of how you rolled the ball diagonally. Let's say from your right arm to the left foot, left arm to the right foot. So see if you can, in your mind, sense and observe right now those diagonals. We usually pay attention to one side and the other. But what is the diagonal like? Let's say from your right shoulder blade down to your left foot. And does it feel like a straight line, or is it kind of jaggedy? And then doing the other diagonal from your left shoulder down to your right foot. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality in which you roll your head, the ease, or if there's any discomfort. Good. Okay, so go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. Lie with your forehead on the floor so you can interlace your hands behind your head. So again, your hands are interlaced on the back side of your head, not your neck, right? So, and you interlace the fingers. So your elbows are out to the side. And real gently, you're going to start by lifting the right elbow and lowering it. And just feel what happens in that right shoulder blade. So I know in last week's lesson, for some of you, there was some upper body stuff. So as you lift the right elbow, can you think of that right shoulder blade moving towards your spine and a little bit down? Excellent. Okay, let's try the same thing with your left elbow. Go slow. Notice which elbow is easier to lift. And can you find out why? Just by observation. So alternate them a little bit. Again, slower. Right? If you're in a hurry, you stay in your habit. So you have to go slow to feel what's different. And I'll give you a hint. It's something about inside the shoulder socket. Very much like what I was discussing before the lesson about inside the hip joint, the hip socket. It's in those sockets where if one of the joints isn't lying correctly in the socket, so many things get out of gear. Good. Now pause for a moment and just change over the interlacing of your fingers. And continue just a few more times. So just see if the interlacing changes anything about inside the shoulder joint as well as the scapula, right? So there's two different places that you're moving simultaneously. One is inside the shoulder joint. The other is the shoulder blade. Okay, pause for a moment and let me describe what you can maybe think about and then try it a couple more times. So inside the shoulder joint, just like your hip joint, right? It's a ball in a socket, which means you have room to move, right? So believe it or not, inside the shoulder joint, that ball joint is going to move down as the elbow lifts up. And I think of like an ice cream scoop. I don't know why, but that's just my visual. So if it doesn't move down inside the joint, it's going to lift up the shoulder blade and it's going to impinge at the top of your shoulder. So the moment you start to elevate one of the elbows, you should feel a downward scoop inside the shoulder joint. And if you don't feel that, that's what you would like to feel. So see if one of the elbows and shoulders does that. So feel how that's hard, Carolyn, on the right. And now go to the left and look at how you do it on the left. Do you see that down motion? Down. It scoops down right inside here. Deep inside here, this drops down. Here, you lift up. So you want it to go down. Good. Okay. Good. Okay, so let's pause. You're going to keep your hands interlaced behind your head. And this time, as you lift the right elbow, so we're going to just stick to the right elbow right now, but you're also going to lift your head, okay? So it's going to be a movement as if you lift the right elbow and your head to start looking to the right. So you bring a little weight onto the left. Beautiful, Nancy. Beautiful, Sandy. That's enough. Yeah, and you don't have to do too much. That's it. So as you lift the right elbow, and you can look towards it, lift your head a little bit. That's it. You bring more weight onto the left side. Now, as you continue to do this movement, and you increase the amount of lifting and turning to look at the right elbow. So imagine if in time, there's no hurry to get there, but in time, if that right elbow would approach the ceiling, right? It's like it's creeping up along the right side of the wall. Feel what next starts to happen in your ribs.
Attention all MARC patrons. The Cooper Standard Fitness Test will begin here in about 5 minutes. If you are looking to participate, please meet us in the lobby closest to the game room.
That was obnoxious, too. It's very startling. Sorry, you guys. That's what I was thinking. I thought it was a serious emergency. Okay, back to what we were doing. We're lifting the right elbow and your head to look at the right elbow, so the ribs start to twist and your waist starts to twist. And start to notice if the right knee wants to do anything. Right? What would the right knee want to do that would make this easier? Nice, Barb, right? So you end up starting to roll to the left. So the right side of the pelvis starts to lift. So maybe the right knee starts to bend out to the side and drag along the floor. See if that makes things easier. Excellent. So if you bring the right knee up, how does that really nice? How does that help? Okay, and pause. Let's just rest on our stomachs for a moment. We're going to try the same thing on the left side. So let's come back to your forehead and change your interlacing again. We'll go back to the habitual way. So you're first going to start by lifting the left elbow and your head, right? Starting to look at the left elbow so you feel that you bring a little bit more weight onto the right elbow. So like the first thing to notice is this side easier? Right, that usually shows up pretty quickly, one side being lighter or easier, less effort. And always the side that's easier, it's really then useful to start noticing why. Is it because of what you do inside the shoulder or the movement of the shoulder blade? Or the involvement of the ribs, or the turning of your pelvis. So as you continue lifting that left elbow in your head, and then you start to introduce the left knee bending out along your side to drag the left knee up, right? Again, you're asking yourself these questions. Is this side easier? And if so, why? Or if it's the harder side, why? Is there less clarity in the relationship between the left elbow and shoulder blade and pelvis and knee? So for a lot of you, this is your easier side. And I would suggest to pay attention to below the shoulder blade, or I should say underneath the shoulder blade, right, are your ribs. So notice what your ribs do. How they assist this movement. Excellent. Okay, we're going to pause again. So the next time, let's introduce alternating, doing once the right side and then once the left side, and going at a slow enough pace for yourself that you can really observe what shows up to be different and see if there's something in the ribs. Right? And one of the things to look for is that your ribs, let's say on the back side, right? As you lift that particular elbow, the ribs sink forward. If they don't, that requires more work. Right, you want the ribs to come forward. So as you're lifting the elbow, you want the ribs to come forward, right? Like your chest, you know, your chest is coming forward and you're making an arch in the back. Does that make sense now, Nancy? Okay. Excellent. Okay, let's let all that go and roll onto your backs and rest. And notice how those movements affected the way you sense your shoulder blades, your scapulas, the ribs underneath the shoulder blades down to your pelvis. And then on the front side, how you observe and notice the front side of your shoulders and your clavicles. Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach, placing your forehead down, and this time spreading your legs a little bit apart. There you go. Now this time you're going to place just your right hand behind your head. That's it. And then you're going to bend your left leg at your knee, so your left foot is, that's it, towards the ceiling. Now just keeping your leg, yes, so your foot's towards the ceiling this time. So keeping your leg in that position, you're going to just go back and start with the right arm and the head and lifting the right elbow and the head. And more lifting kind of straight up this time, not so much turning to look at it. So you just lift the right elbow in your head and notice what you feel down your spine. Excellent. Good. Now let's add in at the same time as you're lifting your right elbow and your head, and you don't lift your head to look towards the front of the room, okay? So you lift it, you kind of keep your forehead looking down towards the mat. That's better. At the same time, you're gonna lift your left knee. So we're returning to the diagonal that we started with last week. So at the moment that your head and elbow lifts, so does your left knee. So it's not about how high you go. It's more synchronizing. That's it, Sandy. Nice. Nice, Nancy. It's synchronizing the movements. So on the front side, can you think of your front side making like this arc? So the front side of your left hip and the front side of the right side of your chest and ribs sink to the floor as the right elbow and left knee lift. You want me to say that again?
Yeah.
So as you lift the left knee, the left hip sinks, and as you lift the right elbow, these ribs under here sink, right? So this side wants to sink and this side. So it's a diagonal sink. Good. Excellent. Okay, let's pause again, resting on your stomach. Okay, let's go back to interlacing the hands behind your head. And we're going to go back to the earlier movement of lifting the right elbow, lifting your head, looking at the right elbow, and dragging the right knee up along your side. Right knee. Right, the earlier movement. And see if this is a little easier now. Huh. Pretty interesting, huh? Something about the last movement made this easier. Right, all of you are dragging your knee up much higher. Excellent. So just progress. So that if you were to continue to drag your knee, your right knee, all the way up, and remember to lift the right elbow and your head towards the ceiling, you almost like start to roll onto the left side, right? You start to lay on the outside of the left leg. And the left elbow actually moves a little bit up on the floor so that your armpit area gets flat, right? So you come to lie kind of on the left side. That's nice, Liza. That's exactly it. You eventually are going to lie on your left side. So that left elbow has to move up, and you keep lifting the right elbow. So as the right elbow's lifting, it lifts the whole chest. That's it. Right? I mean, imagine if you could start to take the right elbow behind you. And you let your head follow. So your head's kind of rolling as well as lifting, right? That's it. Sandy, see if you can keep that left leg more pulled in to the right. Don't let it flare out to the left, because I think that's what's hindering you. So let the, yeah, and now bring the left leg to the right. Yeah, so you can roll more onto the left. It can come even more to the right. I'm sorry. Take it easy. So see if you can get on to that left side. That's it, Liza. Good. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, so for some reason with you, Sandy, I'm going to use you. You swing this leg out, and then it makes it really difficult. So that's why I say take it over there. Go ahead now. The leg's over. Go ahead. Yeah. See, then it makes it easier if it goes here, but if it's out here. Try it one or two more times and then we'll rest. Nice, Nancy. But Nancy, you kind of have the same thing as Sandy. So as you start to drag up the right leg, everybody pay attention. As you drag up your right leg, the left leg moves a little bit over to the right. You don't want it to move to the left. You want it to move to the right. To the right. Right? If you swing it out to the left, you're going to snap it off. It goes to the right. You're rolling over it. What do you know? Right? Mechanically, that makes sense, hopefully. That's it, Nancy. You feel how different that is? That's easier. Okay. Roll on your backs and rest. Nice. Okay, let's go back over again onto your stomach. Start with your forehead down, and this time just the back of the left hand is behind your head. The right hand is somewhere up alongside you. And then you're going to bend your right knee so that the right foot is up towards the ceiling. So now your right hand can be up. Yeah, there you go. Bend your right knee, bring your right foot to the ceiling, right? And now this movement is a straight lifting up, but we're just going to start with the left elbow and your head. You just lift them up and lower back down. Feel for the sinking of the ribs. So you don't look at the elbow this time. You just lift, a straight lift. Just the elbow and the head. And then we're going to add in the leg. That's it, Sandy. Now you can add in. So at the same time that your head and left elbow float up, your right knee floats up. Can you think of it in terms of floating up? And remember, you're not tilting your neck to look towards the front of the room. Okay, it's just a straight lift. Nancy, other knee. You're supposed to lift your right knee with the left elbow, not your left leg. There you go. It's a diagonal. Okay, and just for a brief moment, everybody, let's just change to the other side. So let's place your right hand behind your head, bend your left knee. So can you again think, so on the front side, can you think of the front of the hip pushing down? Right, you sink down. Less rotate, that's it. Less rotation, that's it, Nancy. That's better, Sandy. Now you guys feel what you're doing on this side. Feel how you sink down, right? Okay, now let's change again. Think the same thing on this side. So for you guys, there's a tendency for you to immediately go into rolling your back instead of the extension. That's it. Much better. Very good. Okay, now lower the right leg, and we're going to go back to the previous movement with this side, where when you lift the left elbow and your head, you'll start to drag the left knee up. Okay? So left hand is with your head. Nope. Left hand behind the head. Lift the left elbow, lift your head to look at it, and your hands are interlaced behind your head, right? It's that earlier movement. And then you drag up the left knee. Okay, good. So as you keep doing this, you're going to start to roll onto the right side. Think in here. Okay, that's it. Because you do everything here, mm-hmm. and not, it's this area. So the more you put your brain here, there you go. So you start to roll over onto that right armpit, right? That means the right elbow moves up. That's it. It means the right leg, remember, kind of rolls in a little bit. Some of you that want to kick that right leg out, that's going to cause problems, right? You let it kind of follow the left leg a little bit, slightly moves over, so you roll, and then maybe even you can continue rolling and bringing the left elbow past the ceiling, right? As if you were going to roll all the way onto your back. Right? How would you continue to roll onto your back? Yeah. Right? So feel how much easier this is. By activating the extension, the rotation with the extension got easier. That's it, Sandy. So nice. That's your easier side. That's it. Okay, let's pause just on your stomach for a moment. And as you're resting on your tummy, just observe how you rest. What parts of you do you notice on your front side? Where do you observe and sense your breath and your breathing? Okay, so let's come back to interlacing the hands behind your head in the non-habitual way, both hands. And let's try alternating the two sides, right? Going the full amount of the movement, which within reason that feels comfortable. So as you lift the right elbow, dragging the right knee up, turning your face to the right, as if to come all the way onto your back. And then you come back, and then you do the same thing on the left side, right? Go real slow, right? There's no rush. So that you feel how you transition from one side to the other. And again, this gives you the opportunity to notice and witness what makes the one side easier so that you can transfer that learning to the other side. So it's something up in here. Can you feel that? That's, it's not, it's harder on that side. Beautiful, Sandy. Nice. Yeah. And I know I've said this multiple times for you guys, but it's in the witnessing the difference that provides learning. It provides the change, right? The minute that you observe and notice something different, change is already occurring. You know, so often we think that we have to do something to provide change. But it's really awareness. Beautiful. Okay. And then roll onto your backs and rest. I'll give you a little rest and then we're going to go back over again. But rest on your backs. And I'll remind you guys of this later on, but it just occurred to me. And I didn't see any of you guys last week. Did any of you make it to the Thursday? Right? Did you go there, Sandy? Did you see them? You didn't see the show Thursday, the movie. Alive?
No.
Okay, it's going to come out. Did you go see it last Thursday? Oh, okay. So it's going to come out in July. Landmark is picking it up. So I just encourage you guys, and I'll remind you. It's called Alive. It's the movie that came out during this last Sundance about people with Alzheimer's. Did you see it? It is just, well, so what's happened, Sandy, from it? Right, because it was hosted and picked up at Sundance, and this other woman, her name's Sharon too, brought it back here to the library. But because of her involvement, and this is something very cool about Park City and Utah. Zion Bank and Skull Candy have picked up providing every elderly person in the entire state with headphones and an iPod. So what's really, really cool about this film, in a nutshell, and who's in the film is Oliver Sacks, who Moshe was very close to, who's a neurologist. Anyways, what came out of this whole thing, speaking of the brain, is the one part of the brain that's not touched by Alzheimer's is the auditory, the music. It is the earliest development in the brain. It's something like 10 weeks when the cells divide. That part neurologically is developed. So it's untouched. So these people that completely forget their whole lives, right, Sandy? Their whole life comes back to them in a song. Right? It's that simple. So my point is, it's that simple. Change can happen that simple. You know, it really is that simple. So what he did is this guy went around to nursing homes and he would find out with elderly people, like what era, what song they liked. He downloaded on a little iPod and put it on them, and it's like their whole life woke up. And somehow after the film,
They remember
the joy, but they also can remember also those the situations around that. They start remembering who maybe they're married to. But it's amazing. And the first man in it, right, there's this black man. And it went on to YouTube. And it was just amazing. 7 million people. I mean, it just went viral. So grandkids started buying their kids. Anyways, the cool thing that's happening is across the world now, there's this movement to provide for every single person headsets and a little shuffle. But I mean, so the point is that's all it took. It's that simple, right, to instigate a change, a very powerful change, because it wakes up a connection. So I'll remind you guys, wasn't it a beautiful film, Sandy? Just an extraordinary film, and so simple. Roll on your tummies again. And this time you're gonna place your hands up by your head, the side of your head, as if you were gonna do a push-up, but your elbows are gonna be down, foreheads down. And now you're gonna bend both knees, so both feet are towards the ceiling. Excellent. And now we're gonna just start by lifting the right knee and then lifting the left knee. So you're just gonna alternate. So the knee that's lifting is the side of your belly that sinks forward. Right, and this is like last week's. Remember the rolling of the ball, right? One end point had to lift up as the other sank. This is a very consistent theme, and this is what provides the extension muscles to get going. That's it. Good. Now, let's pause, keep the right leg up, but lengthen the left. That's it. Now, think of kicking up your right leg, but like what we did with the elbow. You would kick it up and over as if you were going to touch the floor on the left side. That's it. Excellent. And then come back. Beautiful, Liza. So your knee gets to lift, right? So it's just like the elbow movement, but we're doing it with the leg and the foot. So you think of lifting the right knee and the right foot kicks behind you. So the whole body rotates. You're going to touch the floor. Yeah, this is interesting what you're doing. So why are you keeping, you don't need to hold in here. Okay, kick up and over. So go back to what you were doing before. Because this is a, yes, so then you're cranking in here, which is so much the pattern. The other movement comes from here, right? So you go up, you see where you go into your spine, and now over. Okay. Bend, keep it bent. Okay. There. So really feel, this is not about deepening your hip, it's about the rotation in your spine. Your head, you keep your head down. Excellent. Now let's try the same thing with the left leg. Straighten the right, bend the left. So first you lift the knee. So Liza, go back. No pushing with your hands. It's cheating. Elbows are down. There you go. Elbows can be a little away from your body. But now do it by lifting the knee and now floating the leg over, right? But use your spine. Then your arms come in, but there's not a lot of pushing. So right below your bra line, beautiful Nancy, is where you have to rotate. It's higher up than the lower back. Beautiful, Sandy. Excellent. Now let's alternate. So you'll do once the left leg and then once the right leg. And if you'd like, you can now lift the elbows. So I'm going to let you lift the elbows so that your hands are in a push-up position and see if that's a little more useful so your elbows can lift. That's it. Nancy, bring your hands lower down towards your chin. There. See if that's easier. Yeah. Do one side and then the other. Beautiful, Sandy. And think of that upper back rotating. Kick the leg back. Reach with the leg. Let your leg pull your spine, right? There, that's it. Much better. Feel the power of the leg kicking back. Good. Come to your tummies and let's rest again on your tummy. And now we're going to go back to the beginning, the earliest movement. So you interlace your hands behind your head, your forehead down. Let's start with the right side. So you're going to lift the right elbow, turn your face to look at the right elbow, drag the right knee up, and start to roll onto the left side. And let's see if this is even easier. If you can even go all the way over, yeah, to the back, right? Look how easy that is. And come back, and then let's try the left side. And really observe what's now occurring in that area of what I'm going to call your mid-back, above where the belt area is, right? Up to the area in between your shoulder blades, right? This lesson is really targeting that area, right? And it's helping to create extension and rotation there, which allows the rest of you to just follow effortlessly. Beautiful. So go through that just a couple more times for yourself. I mean, you're all moving really fabulous. Just really enjoy the ease of this movement, how nice it feels. And then when you're complete, you can go ahead and roll onto your backs and rest on your back. And while you're resting on your back, as your arms are long, your legs are long, and you start to notice, right, become aware of what's changed. How are you making contact now with the floor? What's different? What do you enjoy about how you're lying on the floor now? What feels really good to you? Right? What's changed? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And again, how has the rolling of your head to each side changed? How is the quality different? Excellent. And then just take another moment to really witness and enjoy the part of you that has changed that feels so good. Just like it, let it really absorb into your memory. And then taking your time, you're going to go ahead and roll to a side and then slowly bring yourself from your side up to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.